luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
New data from the eSafety Commissioner has detailed the growing threat young people face from sexual extortion online. Sextortion is a common form of blackmail where someone threatens to release an intimate image or video of a person unless they send money or comply with other demands. Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant has told the ABC that young men are the most common victims.
You won't be surprised that it's an underreported crime, although I just did the numbers from last fiscal year. We had 8,000 reports of image-based abuse, or the non-consensual sharing of intimate images and videos. Half of these were sexual extortion targeting young men, and they're getting younger, 15 and 16 years old.
Last year, research jointly conducted by eSafety and the Australian Institute of Criminology found one in three adolescents had experienced sextortion, with more than half having experienced it before they were 16. eSafety's latest report says Instagram and WhatsApp were the platforms most commonly cited when it comes to the threats young people are receiving online. Apple's iMessage and Snapchat followed closely behind for users under 18. With the federal government currently planning its strategy on AI, Health Minister Mark Butler has told Channel 9 the government is keen to harness the opportunities that come with AI while making sure they manage the risks.
And with this technology, maybe more than most, I think people are also focused on managing the risks and the safety potential for this technology. And those three things, balancing them, bringing them all together and doing it in an Australian way, I think has been the focus of our government. And you'll hear more about that from the Prime Minister. And I think we can be proud of what we do in this area. I mean, the last big wave of technology, that social media wave, is something where I think we've led the world in managing risks and particularly safety risks to young people. So we can do this, but this is a big wave of technology, perhaps bigger than any other we have seen.
The eSafety Commission says generative AI is being used to target and deceive sextortion victims. Julie Inman-Grant has told the ABC the same technology could be used for prevention. For example, by analysing messages for telltale signs of sextortion scripts.
Well, of course, they have vast amounts of technology. This is not a new crime. This is just another social engineering scam that has been around for a while. 5 years ago, I sent intelligence reports to companies like Snap and Instagram saying, hey, we can see that these criminals are literally colonizing your platforms. There are about 10,000 fake and imposter accounts with the same images. Use a little AI, you can identify those.
The eSafety Commission says several services lack clear, accessible pathways for users to report sexual extortion or child abuse. Communications Minister Annika Wells is calling on companies to take stronger action.
There are no excuses here. Big tech is required under Australian law to protect Australians online from illegal material or face fines of up to $54.6 million. The Albanese government is committed to a future where digital platforms and services are designed with the safety of their users in mind. This will become the norm rather than the exception.
Since it was introduced last December, Australia's teen social media ban has sparked reform in dozens of countries. Overnight, an EU panel tasked with investigating the issue recommended access restrictions for children under 13. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has backed the idea.
The more we learn and the more we see the impact on our children, the stronger the argument becomes for a social media start date. Just as we don't give our children keys to the car before they have their license, or we do not let them buy alcohol until they are legally allowed, we need to set the age at which the children can legally access social media.
A doctor by training, she argues it's clear social media has strong potential to harm children's health.
Let me be very clear, social media is not a toy. Well, ultimately, it is up to the parents to decide when children get their first smartphone. What we already have is a consensus that there needs to be a start date for the age children can join social media. The status quo, a world where we continue to allow big tech unrestricted access to our children, will only consign another generation to more mental harm, addiction, and misery.
The Australian government has already announced plans to go further, with research showing many teenagers have retained their accounts despite the social media ban. Labor has introduced legislation that would double fines for social media companies and boost enforcement powers for the eSafety Commission. That legislation will be debated again when Parliament returns next month. Communications Minister Annika Wells has urged the Coalition to support the reforms.
This is beyond politics. This is about protecting our future, Australian children and Australian young people. Yet we've already seen the Coalition put politics before kids' safety online with their decision to stall laws that would strengthen eSafety's powers. They are leaving us all to fight with one hand tied behind our backs. The Albanese government won't let that happen because big tech is looking for shortcuts. We will do everything in our powers to stop that from happening. Angus Taylor and the Coalition should be doing that as well.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.